Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A film camera is a remarkably simple piece of equipment. No matter the make, no matter the model, they work the same. A camera is really just a pitch black box. When someone presses the button, the lens will open up and allow light to shine through, illuminating the chamber inside. At the back of the chamber, a film strip reacts to the light. And even though the lens is only open for a moment, the light that shines through leaves an imprint of what was on the other side of that lens. On July 21st of 1969, a camera's lens opened up for only a moment and captured a once-in-a-lifetime image. Behind the lens was one man and infinite nothingness. In front was two astronauts and everything we've ever known. On this episode of Revisiting Apollo 11, our third story is about the mission's third man. Despite so many people forgetting about him when talking about Apollo 11, there was an integral third astronaut in space with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Michael Collins stayed in orbit around the moon for the 24 hours that Neil and Buzz were on the surface. He had jobs to do while he was in orbit. He was taking measurements, going over calculations, taking pictures, and communicating with the other astronauts and with NASA. But eventually, when the time came for Neil and Buzz to leave the moon and get back into space to begin their journey home, Collins would need to make sure that their two modules safely docked together.
So he's orbiting the moon. He's waiting for them. They blast off. They match trajectories. And they start approaching the command and service module so that they can dock with it. And it's approaching very slowly. Michael Collins looks out his window and he can see them. And in the last few minutes of approach, he takes this iconic picture.
Iconic is just one of so many words that can be used to describe this picture. The entire bottom half of the image is the moon, stretching from edge to edge of the frame, and it's the most intimate image of the moon I had ever seen. It so perfectly captures just how large it truly is, in a way that no one could ever understand unless you've seen it up close. Its gray surface, freckled with bright dimples of canyons and craters and shadowy expanses. At the horizon, where the moon's surface touches space, a clear line from gray to black, so unlike our night sky. No shades of dark blues, no lingering light, no stars. Just the pure and almost overwhelmingly empty blackness of space. This contrast is broken up by only two figures. In the middle of the grayness of the moon, the ascent module, and in the middle of the blackness, the small, almost insignificant blue semicircle of Earth. The Earth and everyone on it sits in uncharted emptiness, while the two inhabitants of the module travel with such purpose over newly conquered land. But more than the beauty of the image itself is the meaning behind it.
It's an amazing shot. Just beautiful for all of these reasons. But also, when you think about it, Michael Collins is on one side of the camera, and every living human being is on the other side. He took a picture of every single person that was alive at the time in one shot, except for him.
Everything that ever happened in our history, every war, every famine, every family reunion, missed connection, and celebration happened on that small blue dot in the background of this picture. And the one person who's not in it, the one who picked up the camera, is the one whose name so often gets left out of the story. But we're talking about him now because for a brief moment in time, he let light shine through a lens into the dark chamber of a camera. This has been the third of five special episodes from Sci-Fi Wire celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. If you like this story, please remember to subscribe to Revisiting Apollo 11, Five Untold Stories, available wherever you listen to your podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.